Wake Up Zone. This is 104.5 The Zone at 9:44. Welcome back. Very cool visit with the Stanley Cup.
Boy, the sports studio's never been so popular.
Man, where are all these people showing up in
people
here?
People won't even look at us in the hallway showing up for a picture with the Stanley Cup.
You know, usually they're like, you sports guys, nah. And then we're popular today.
Yeah, we were the cool kids.
We're the cool kids for 10 minutes.
For 10 minutes. That was our one shining moment.
Yeah, somebody kissed me on the forehead.
I'm sorry. I was taken by the moment.
One shining moment.
Whoa, hey, I'm frozen.
And Blaine, we held him back, Mark. We kept him from...
Almost threw my back out.
Oh,
I mean,
my gosh.
Still.
We were under strict orders from Brad Willis not to touch the Stanley Cup.
You guys got lucky. He got it out of here pretty quick.
Did.
I was trying to get it.
Well, we have a visual photo evidence of this. We'll post those as soon as it's available.
Best sports trophy in North America.
I don't think there's much question about
maybe
that.
The world.
Yeah. I think Mark should take up being like a defensive tackle. He got me pretty good.
Yeah, had you wrapped up?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. He lassoed me. What was it, something that Coach Mack would say?
See, it's not motorcycle lean. What would it be?
Like a horse staring at a typewriter.
That's one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, he has some great ones, man. Just imagine sitting
in a dog staring at a typewriter.
All day, yes. He's like, oh, man, we got to sit in this meeting. And he starts talking and giving up with all these little phrases and everything. Lightens the moment. Everybody starts paying attention. Everything, man. He's awesome.
It is neat to look at the Stanley Cup and think about like all the places that thing goes, you know, when the players get their days and just, you know, the reaction of fans and things when they take it and people get to see it, especially, gosh, in Canada where hockey means everything. I mean, he was talking about, you know, farmers and different people that just only heard games on the radio and how much it meant to them. I thought that was really cool. Yeah.
You hear how much it meant in his office.
Yep.
You hear came in here. It was a party.
But you know, the stories about going to these remote areas in Canada and these people... You know, being lifelong hockey fans and seeing the Cup, it is really almost like a religious experience.
Well, next week here in town, we'll have the NFL draft. And with that, we bring in from the Nashville Sports Council President CEO Scott Ramsey for a few minutes to talk about how some of it's going to go. Scott, what's going on this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you? It was like an exciting morning there in the studio.
It really was. It was very cool to see the Stanley Cup here up close. For you guys, what's the preparation like as you get ready for really one of the biggest weeks in this city's history in terms of sports?
Well, I think, Kevin, it's one of those things that's really been maybe a 20-year lead-up into an event of this magnitude and really a double event weekend with our 20th anniversary of our Rock and Roll Marathon, which has been a real staple and a tremendous event for us over the years, and to have it on the same weekend as large as the NFL draft has become and really turned into a festival for the fans, which really fits our city and what we've been doing, I think, for over the course of 20 years and really making Nashville a great sports destination. And, you know, I think a lot of the planning credit is certainly going to go behind the scenes. Certainly, you know, our Metro Police Department, Public Works, over the weekend between the marathon and the draft, Sports Council's role really with the draft has kind of been coordinating and managing all the volunteers and recruited over almost 1,200 folks to do that. And then for the marathon, we'll need about 2,200 folks. So, you know, almost 3,500, mostly Nashvillians that are going to turn out and really represent our city and be volunteers over the weekend. And really looking forward to a weekend that I think will be very historic for our city.
How did having the draft here maybe change the course or at least, you know, the way some things are done about the marathon?
Really, the course itself, pretty minimal. You know, it all came down to where they wanted to put the draft stage and where they were going to put some events and where the road closures for security reasons were going to happen, really on Broadway, Demumbrian, and some of those areas. But really a pretty minor shift in the start line, backing up a little bit on Broadway. But we'll turn south on 4th as they come down Saturday morning and really be minimal impact there. I think the biggest impact operationally has been the setup around the Nissan Stadium, where we really use that south side of the stadium really for a lot of family zones, hospitality, some extended medical areas for the runners. So we'll have to use that and reallocate some of the lots on the north end because the south end will be the NFL experience. Now, also for the marathoners coming in, now you get to experience the draft elements, which are free. So you'll be able to go to the NFL Experience if your families or friends or after you run, if you can still walk. And then all the music that'll be associated with the draft will be also free and accessible to the marathon folks. So, you know, that part of it has been really, very cohesive, but, the route itself, Kevin, will stay pretty much the same.
Scott Ramsey's our guest, the president and CEO of the Nashville Sports Council.
Well, Scott, I was wondering, what did you learn that did not work in other cities? And then how did Nashville get to, I guess, put their personal touch on the draft?
Well, I think, you know, things have been a little different. There's been a lot of comparisons playing between this and the NHL All-Star game we had in 16. I would say the main difference here is the NFL is much more hands-on with this event, and certainly much more looking toward the governmental elements of the city to support it versus a more of a creative side. Certainly Butch and the CVC, the Titans and the mayor's office, between the hospitality pieces of it as a festival, really fit our city. So it was really kind of making everything available, Blaine, to the NFL, mm-hmm. and making some suggestions. So obviously they saw CMA Fest. They saw New Year's Eve. They saw our bowl set up. They saw the Titans uniform unveiling. They came for the NHL All-Star game. So I think they saw how, you know, downtown can be converted into what they wanted to do at the same time to kind of highlight what Nashville offers, which is a real campus downtown, unlike any other city, that can really create some excitement, you know, just like what we saw for last year or a couple years ago with the CMAs and the Preds Stanley Cup final weekend. So, you know, I think with the NFL from that side, they've really, I think they're going to highlight what our city looks like. Certainly think Amy Adams, Steve Underwood, Butch, mayor's office, police have really kind of made that accessible for them. And then to be able to kind of continue to do our marathon, which is an important event for us. I mean, last few years, we've raised over $2 million for St. Jude, over 30,000 runners. I think we're going close there this year. I would expect a little bit of that to be down just because of the hotel availability in the city, but not significant. And be able to kind of continue that event was important to us as well.
Mm. Anything keep you up at night that you're worried about that won't go right for the draft?
Well, that question in 2019 is a lot different than it was 2005 just because of security, or 2001 or 2000 before, you know, security for festivals and things like that, Blaine. I think anybody that, you know, whether you're a downtown business owner or a resident, police officer or just a fan, I think unfortunately in the world we live in today, the safety and security plan is, and sometimes you feel tedious as an attendee, but certainly necessary and something to take very seriously. And I think the plan is one to have a great event, but also a safe event. And, but I think also just logistics. I think people are really going to have to be patient. The accessibility, once you get downtown, it's going to be easy. But certainly pay attention to the road closures, some work. Work from home kind of plan, which the mayor really promoted this week. If you work downtown, and then just patience of being able to get down where you need to get on a normal basis, because there's going to be so many people, is one that, you know, we really hope for as well.
Scott, what happens if the Preds in Dallas go to a game 7 on Wednesday? And obviously people are going to be here already Wednesday night. What kind of situation is that going to create?
Well, I think, everybody knew that going in, Mark. You know, I think game 7 and it could be game 1 on Friday.
Yeah.
And you've got Jimmy Buffett on Saturday. Certainly Tim McGraw is going to finish with a concert on Friday and Dirk's on Saturday. I think that was all part of, hey, it could happen going in with our eyes wide open. You know, I think just going to have to roll with it. I certainly think... I don't think it's going to change any of the road closures with the exception of maybe a Wednesday night a little bit around the game. But certainly will add to the excitement. And, hopefully they'll be able to win the next couple, Mark, and give us Wednesday off and roll back in here with Friday. But I think everybody's ready for that contingency. And it's kind of one of those things that, Blaine, too, growing up near Indianapolis, the 500 weekend, you either all in or maybe that was the year you you rented your house and went on vacation.
Yep.
I think this will be one of those ones that either come downtown and hunker down or work from home.
What about in the case of inclement weather? How deep is your playbook on that one?
Well, that's probably a better question for the NFL. I'll be managing the day to day. I mean, certainly on the marathon, you know, over the course of 20 years, we've had a couple times where we've had some lightning, some possible tornadoes where we had to implement some plans. Yeah, I think the NFL has that pretty well planned out. Certainly, it's rain or shine, given how they're building the stage. But should we get some, you know, electricity or things like that, I think that plan's in place. I, to be honest with you, I don't have that right in front of me, but they've been very well prepared. They worked with a team on that. They worked with all the necessary agencies to kind of make sure there's an evacuation plan in place with downtown, and certainly safety's number one priority. So it'll be there. Hopefully we won't have to execute that plan, but anytime you have anything outdoor, and Nashville's had some experience there, as I said. You know, I mean, the draft has turned into a festival is the best way to describe it. So the festival plans of the CMA, July 4th, New Year's Eve, Music City Bowl, all those kind of events, you know, we've had some experience in those plans and what will work and what has worked in the past. So I think the NFL's been able to kind of glean off some of those experiences as well.
Scott, thanks for the time. Good luck next week. It's going to be a crazy week and should be a lot of fun. We appreciate it.
I hope to see you guys down there amongst the masses. But it'll be exciting. I think certainly one of those events we'll look back on in a few years and really circle as one of those monumental events for our city from a sports standpoint.
Scott Ramsey from the Nashville Sports Council, the president and CEO, joining us this morning here on the Wake Up Zone.